Simen Reishon und Zayin, Seif Zayin. We started the Simen, the Seif Zayin, last year. I'll just go back quickly and we'll carry on. The Shulchan Aruch is passing in Seif Zayin, Kol Heiche de Asrinen Atmone, every place that is also to do Atmone and Shabbos, Sai Erev Shabbos, V'dobor HaMoisif Hevel, Sai and Shabbos, V'dobor She'einu Moisif Hevel, the Isur is even, afilu b'gderim v'vushelis kol tzor ko asrinen. Even in a pot that is fully cooked, is the Isur atmone, v'afilu b'mitztamek v'ralo. And even a kind of pot dish that is fully cooked, and it'll be mitztamek v'ralo if it will get burned, even so is the Isur atmone b'dobar ha-moisiv evel. Even the legabi Isur shehiye, and simen reish nun gimel, l'kula alme, dobar ha-mevushel kol tzor ko, v'mitztamek v'ralo, is no issue to leave it in an open fire on Shabbos, and there's no gzera shemeichata begecholim. So why here is the issue hatmona and Shabbos? And Mishnah Berurah explains, why is the issue hatmona and Erev Shabbos v'dobar ha-moisif hevel? V'leidomi lishihie, afal gadol l'kula anon muta b'mevushel kol tzorcho b'kinesim en reish nun gimel. The stam hatmona is for what? L'tzerich mocho. And b'mele it needs chitui tzvei shelo yizkar ha-tav shido v'nat kulof. V'lechen chayshin b'chol gavne v'yachoy shesh that he will come to b'chayta begecholim on Shabbos. And even when he's not matmin in gecholim, only in something else that is moisif hevel, but gzeira otu gecholim. So I feel he matmin in tzarech alayla, and even if he does not doing it for tomorrow, but mikol mokim val, this is the normal case of atmona for tomorrow. The mele chazal asered, lo yichil ko achon begzir osom, ma she'enken b'shehiyad estam shiyo le tzarech alayla. The mele is no gzeira, if it's mabusha kutzorcha b'min stamek v'raloi, that he will come to b'choyte begecholim. And in Shabbos, for sure that it's also. Because the Gzeres maybe will find it cold, and he will come to be mechamim it. He will come to warm it up, and maybe he will be over an Isur Bishul b'Shabbos. Or Isur Chitui b'Shabbos. Zog de Ramo v'chein Iker. The Iker aloche is that is Isur Atmone even medover shenizbash or kolzorche b'mitztamek v'raloi. But, yesh makilim v'oimrim, the kol shulchai that it's raw meat. Now we said that there's no because it's Messiah Das, because it's only good for tomorrow. Only Zbashar Kol Tzorkoi. If the shit is that Zbashar Kol Tzorkoi is no Isu, Gzeir Hashem Eichate and Shehiyah, Mutar Batmonik, Moi B'Shehiyah, it's exactly the same Alochas. And the Beraloche adds, and Lefi that, had to be that Lefi the Ramo, that in Shehiyah, when Zbashar Kemacha Ben Dusoi is no Isu, so in Atmonik, when Zbashar Kemacha Ben Dusoi also will not be a Isu. You will not have to have Zbashar Kol Tzorkoi. But even so, the Mishnah Berurah, the Simonim before said that the Ramot didn't want to be Mekel, even these Mishmekilim would not want to be Soymech and Shir Machab and the Soy to be Mekel in Atmone. Which is Barley and Simon Reishon and Gimel, Ubemokim Shinoa Gulahokil Alpir and Svorazu, and Limchois Beyodom. Aval Ein Linekem Bishar Mekomis. It's time to make such a Minig now, but if someone has such a Minig, he's allowed to follow this Minig. Vyesh Makilim, Koya Atmone Bedover Amoisi Fedom Voidyoim. And that is Makilim a Mekel Bedover Chai or Bedover Shizbashikol Tzorkoi. But להתמין בשבת ודובר שאינו מוסיף הבל, אפילו מזבור של כל צורך ומצטמק ורלו יעשו לכולי על מזוג דגוי and פרומי גודים. Why? Because the gzera is, שמה he will find that it's cold and he will come to be מחמם it. But wasn't enough commit if it's מצטמק ורלו, מצטמק ויופלוי. So if it's בוסר חי לגמרי, the shit that holds that it's מוטו because it's a צורך מוחו, סביר אלו, זוג למשתבור יוסיף קודם למדבוב, כיוון שהוא חי, אפילו אם הוא יומתמין ברמץ, even if he will be מתמין it in cold, even if you'll be choyte begecholim, it will not be ready for the night. So maybe it's no gzera, she'll be lachtes begecholim. Ve'al lemocho, belav achitu izbashu, lekach lo yichashina. Seif ches. I want to give a small little akdome before Seif ches. Seif ches, the Shulchan Aruch is coming to say a chidush. That even though we said, atmona bedover ha-moisif hevel, is also, bedover she'ein ha-moisif hevel, is muter be'erev Shabbos. But, if the dovo she'ein ha-moisif hevel is blankets, and the bottom of the pot is not near a fire that gets warm, and through that is heat added to the pot, and through the blankets everything is warm, so all of that blankets get aloche v'dovo ha-moisif hevel, and is also to do atmona b'Shabbos b'chai gavne. Even b'erev Shabbos is also to do atmona b'chai gavne. For giving this aloche, the Shulchan Aruch has to give a small akdama. Shidas HaShulchan Aruch that Atmona b'miktsas Shmo Atmona. Simen Reish Nun Gimel Seif Aleph, you're not allowed to put a pot on coals in Shabbos, in Erev Shabbos, because it's called Atmona b'miktsas Shmo Atmona. The Ramo holds only Atmona Kula is also. Atmona b'miktsas is Muta. What is kulo? If it means all the path completely, included the cover, without the cover, we'll see in the end of the shir today, bli neida. Mikol makin, we have a mechab, machleike shulchanor, with ramor, if atmona, b'mikta shmo atmona, or not. So the only way a person is allowed to leave food on a fire is zok the shulchanor. If he doesn't pull it direct on the coals, he leaves it on like a little stand on top of the fire, then it's mutter. But on the coals, it's also. Lefid ramor, if every time it's mutter. Even lefid mechaber, to leave it on coals is also, to leave on a hot plate, you're allowed to, because ein derech atmona bikach. Maise karka, Chazal doesn't call it atmona bichlal. Atmona is only something that, like coals, something that you could cover the pot with it. Zog the Shulchan Aruch in our seif. If something is touching coals, you don't have to come to the Isra if it's wrapped with blankets. It's anyway also. What you'd have in a community aloha blanket, if it's not touching the coals, it's only like in a stand, and you're allowed to do it on Shahir, but you're not allowed to cover it from blankets from all over. Why are you not allowed to cover it from blankets from all over? Because Bechai Gavne, it's called a Dover HaMoisif Hevel, because it's Moisif Hevel with the blankets together, and it's also. This is what the Shulchan Aruch is coming to say. Shemzama was mistapek, Lefidu Shulchan Aruch, that Atmona v'mitza Shmo Atmona, maybe even if the blankets are not all over, if the blankets will only be on the top, so we'll say the bottom is not called Atmona, but the top, the blankets are warm, and we'll call Atmona b'miktas. Shemazama was more noted that the Fidu Shulchan Aruch b'chai Gavne, maybe it's not also, but he was mesupik about it. Mikol makim lefishita sar hamo, for sure this halacha, even if it's touching the coals, it's only also if it's covered all over from blankets. We'll see later what is all over. And afkvinu la'alocha l'maisa kvinu getos, in a hot plate. Person puts a pot on a hot plate, it's not Atmona b'miktas, and now he wants to put blankets all over. So b'meila, it's also, this is the halacha for this seif. Again, if Rav Shmuel had a tzad, that lefide Shulchan Aruch, even if a part of it would be blankets, would also be a problem. Only if it would be covered completely with blankets, it would be also. And this is the halacha we're going to learn. The Shulchan Aruch just adds that the blankets are not touching the pot. They're far away from the pot. It's not called Atmona, and you'll be allowed to. For example, you'll have a pot, you'll cover it with a big pot. And on that big pot, you put blankets. Chaygav, there's no isur atmone because the blankets are not touching the pot. It's not a maisa atmone, even though it keeps the heat of the pot. Now we'll see seif ches inside. Avat bishem mutol lehashis kdeir al gabe kiro sheyesh begecholim. You're allowed to leave a pot on a kiro that has coals. Aval al pi adrochim shenisbaru b'seim in reishon gimel that it's not touching the coals. Imu mechusa bebgodim, but if he covers it with clothes. But if the clothes are not touching the pot, it's not called Atmona because it's not touching the pot, and Bemele it's mutter. Hilkach, now the Shulchan Aruch is coming to picture the case. Heicha shemayim mitgdeiro al gabi kiro. Oy kubar sheyesh bo gecholim ve'ein shule hagdeiro noigim begecholim. It's not touching. Like we said, they can understand. Shehuya mikre, it's called shehiye. Umutor al piadrochem shizbaru b'simen reishon and gimel seif aleph, when it's not touching the coals. So then, if you put blankets on it, it'll be also, like you said in the beginning. But if no, it's not ala kdeiro, klirocho, but if you put a big pot, she'en in a gabit tzidei kdeiro, v'nosan b'godim aleise klirocho, v'mutor, because it's not touching. The kevin shein abgodim nesunim elo al oisik lirochov shein negebet tzidak deiro ein kanat mone. And the same thing in other case, if a person puts something inside the oven, chen mutol ani agdeiro betanurim shelonu. Again, I, what is with the isur shehiye? Sheidim etecha davar chai, chaticha chai for the isur shehiye. So even if after he covers the oven with blankets, you're allowed to. But again, it has to have chaticha chai because if not, it's the isur shehiye betanu. Because if it's touching the gecholim, shita samechaber atmona b'mikta shmo atmona. But if it's not touching the gecholim, there's no isur shehiye. Af al pi shemechase piatanu bebgodim kevin shenabgodim noigim begdeiro lav atmona v'shori. It's not touching. Memele it's mutar. Zog di mishne brura sifkot lamed zayin. Gdeiro al gabi kiro da'ainu shemamid al gabi kiro milamalo al piyo ve'ein shela gdeiro noigim begecholim shelamato. Or the same case like we said, if it has a little stand. And also you have to have as mevushek otzorke, because if not, you have a shayla from Yisro Shehiyah. Machmas eish etachtem, v'afili mefuzar eifal gabi gecholim mikol mekem meisif hevel. Kol shu, t'ayinu ken shetzir ha-mechava besomu. Chilkach. Now the Shulchan Aruch is going to say the case. אתו חוזר לפרש בקיצור מה שקוסה בתחילה ססיף, אבל פי שמוטו להשיס. מה שקוסה בסיף דבעין של הבגודים לא הגיע מוטו. This is coming to explain now what is the echetimtze. So what is the aloche? If you have a pot that is covering, it's muta. Now, the condition is that the pot is not touching the coals. So if called memalef, ואין שולי הקדר נגן בגחולים, המחבר הזה לשיטו עושה בסימן ראשון ונגימן סויף סעיף א', אבל לדעס הרמוש שם בהגוי, אפילו שולי הקדר נגן בגחולים, גם כן שורי, כיוון שאין הקדרו מגולו למעלו, אבל it's not covered from the top, ואין אותם בבגודים. Well, the top is not covered with clothes, it's not called atmone. So what you do, you put a top dish, and on top of that you can put the clothes. Rochov. What thing should listen to be a gdiro daf rochov, the Indian shab godin shemachas milamala, lo yigu bitzir a gdiro. Put like a big piece of wood, metal, on top of the pot, and then that puts the clothes. That piece is touching the pot. So if we say that one side doesn't help in godin to be called meisif hevel, even if it's a mechaber, it's good. But if we say that lefi mechaber v'chai gavne, it's not good. So all the Mishnah Berurah is going to lefi deramo. Or we say that daf rochov is not derech atmone bekach. Ein ken atmone. Vehine zog the Mishnah Berurah kol zek sheyesh esh bakiro. When there's a fire in the oven, so then even if it's not touching the fire and covering up a blanket, it's also. Aval im ein esh bakiro klal. There's no fire. Yesh oimrim she'en le'esor le'amid gdeiro leo v'lechaseiso bevgodim. Da'av shecham akdiro shtachdeo gam gen godol u'meisif hevel mikol mokim shori. ודווקא לגבי גפס וקדוי מאוסו משום דרוי להדמין בתייחוי, וגזר שמייפין ברמץ. אבל לא כן רוי להדמין בתייח הקרקע, no one makes that one inside the קרקע של קירו. הלכך לקה למיכה של מילי. What does Shita hold? That the issue that we learned, that with the clothes, it's also, it's only if the bottom thing is a double that is called double baratmone, like remets ואיפר, like coal. But if it's a kiro that has no fire inside, it's only warm, so what is warming it is the floor, that floor is ain't the chatmona because the clothes are not asering. It's not that the clothes time get a din of double shemaisif hevel. The aser ki ilu gzeira shemayitmoin baremet shepoi. And val is no remet, there's no isu. Lefidis yesh makilim, the hot plate that we have today, if you put a pot on a hot plate, you're allowed to cover it with blankets. Because ain't the chatmona in the hot plate. The Mishnah Berurah adds, v'gam, another reason it's mutar, יש למה דלא דומי לגפס. בגפס הוא יסיב הבל מעצמי. אבל כאילו אין חומו למחמס האש, ובכל שו, מזכר ואילך. It's not called מחמס עצמי, it's not called דומי דמי יסיב הבל. It's a very nice reason. This reason doesn't exist in a hot plate. But before we're going to explain if this reason exists on a hot plate or not, the Biralokh and Simon Reish Nunches will ask a question. Frank the Biralokh is before the Simon Reish Nunches, if a person took off a pot off the fire, and on top of that pot, he puts another pot and he covers it with blankets, it's muta, because the bottom part is not Moisif Choy Machmasat. So you're allowed to cover the whole thing with blankets. And they pass in the Mechaber. So if this is the case of Kiro, it's muter. How do Mishabu have examined? We have a choshim mezaleh achmir, sharatzin as mitzayin, the da'as ha-rosh. The Rosh is himself the one that says in Reish Nunches that if you take off a part of the fire, off the fire, and on top of that, want to put another part and cover both of them with blankets, it's muter because the bottom one gets cold with the time. Zog de Biru Aloche, a part really gets much more cold. But a Kiro is mamish riteach, like even if a person has a fire, it cools. So Moisif Hevel, even if in another 5 hours these cools go off, this is a real Moisif Hevel. So the Kiro is much warmer. As I zog de Biru Aloche. So now we have to go back. So we have a machlekes. Yes, choishim is a lehachmir, and they don't let it cover, even if you put it in the kiro, elem ken imaniach klir daf rochom min amalo. And then it's mechasa bevgodim. Umekol vokem in limchais biyad aneagim lehokel, tu shitas ve'en limchais. So b'shom ezaman erbach wanted an answer. Now we need both reasons. Like we said, the other reason is not a reason b'fnei atma, the first reason is not enough. So why are you allowed to do it in the kiro? Because in the kiro, it's also not derech atmona bekach. The made of the begodim are not mitzaref, and also because in mitzaref bechol sho, lefid them in a hot plate, and a blech. That there the fire stays the whole time the same level. It doesn't help that they're in derech hatmona bekach, and you're not allowed to use it with clothes covering it all over. It's called hatmona bedavar hamoisif hevel. When they pass the shmir shabbos, in Perek Aleph, in Ore Kuf Tzadik Gimel, B'Shem Rabshom Ezam and Neuerbach, he brings down that in Yabi HaOmer, holds no, the Iker is the first reason, you don't have to come to the second reason, B'Mele, and Limchois. Maybe could be Metzaref in a hot plate, but Rabshom Ezam was mistapping, if you cover one side with blankets, if it's a Mokka to be Machmir, Satmona B'Miktsas, maybe you could be Metzaref, this Shita to be Mekim. Ve'al Pizah Teda, the Mashe Neagim Le'amid Kover, Itavshim, where people put coffee or food, they had these big winter ovens, and you put it on top. So people put it on the oven, on the winter oven, and they cover it with clothes. Again, the oven is hot, and it's moisif hevel to the clothes. Here, the oven stays hot the whole Shabbos. He's not talking about the oven that has no fire inside the oven. And even so, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein limchois. So lechu is a mokir that every time when there's not the chatmona in the bottom part, even if you cover it with blankets, there's no isur chatmona. Shomazam was mitzad that here also, in case it's getting colder and colder, I didn't get it exactly close. But if you put sand, that it's called a dover ha-mesif hevel, and a part of it he puts blankets, it's also. Shecholim dvorim ha-mesifim hevel. But if he puts kli rocho milemalo idaf, it's mutter. Av shema amidai ad ches yebechol. Even though the half is in sand, but the top is not covered. V'chei mutter, the Shechonor says the same thing, you're allowed to put it in an oven. So first we said the Shechonor explains, why is no isur shehi in the oven, and then why is no isur atmoneh. So it's two chidushim in the oven, that the shape of the oven is not atmoneh, and the blankets that are around the oven are also not called atmoneh, even though they get warm machmas the oven. Here's the chur, not exactly like Sifkot Mem Gimel, because here the food is in the oven. Pirush alash tomar liyan kiro, ve'atu ba leforesh degam betanu mutar liten kdeiro miboid yoim, ve'av shenegor ve'kotum ha'ot mutar, chaticho chayo, hu adini mevushaz kol tzorko, ve'av shakderi kuru nusunu betechatanu. One thing. Second, we mechas to speak atanu gam kemen bolim bevarim moisif evel al dechoy matanu afilu ochi ein shem atmona azav shori shenam godim noigdim bakiro vehu shelo iti and the imo yushulio now but the shchonor says shelo iti ekder on the gas begicholim the shchonor l'shitosei the im shulio noigdim bagicholim if the bottom of the pot touches the gicholim svir lela mechaber the machmazeh guf and mikir matim medover moisif evel aber ramo ba'agoy svir lela zeh lichoshim atmona ein shem kdi atmona bemiktas lo yishmo atmona. So here we say we have to just bring over the idea. What is called Atmanah b'miktsas lo yishmo Atmanah? The Primegodim and Simen Reish Nuntes. The Primegodim is mistapik. I read over the Primegodim. Reish Nuntes Mishpat Zov Sifkot Gimel. Umau shiuro shekosav haramo b'Reish Nun Gimel Sif Ales. The be'inen dafkan shein megula milemalo. If the pshat is, if everything is covered but the top is not covered, it's called megula. If and it's medayik from the Taz that it's called the Atmoneh, from the Rashba that it's called the Atmoneh. I'm not going in now to the details and army's gerus of Rashir. Shechonor Harav is mistapik in it, and Kudos Achron is Gimel. And the Mishnah Berurah found stiras. And Reish Nun Chesiv gotten base, but he brings the Taz that the Ramo was medayik, that the Primegodim was medayik, that if the tap is open, it's also called Atmoneh. The Mishnah Berurah says in the second base, we'll see next year, that it's only if it's mamish tomun kule b'teich hamayim. And Reish Nun Gimel Sifkot Samachtes. Im eino tomun heiter b'teichom shu potuach milemalo from the top. Shorit ezo le mikri atmoneh kmo shikosov Ramo. Reish Nun Gimel Sifkot Memches. But Ramo says if it's megule, it's muter. Hainu she'eino le abgodim milemalo. So mashal the Mishabur, you have to have mechusel in ganzen. But if it's megula milamala, it's mutter. But by us, in Sifkot Mem Gimel, we saw Hibeng the Chayodom, that if the sand is still chesyoy, it's mutter. Lash the Chayodom, chesyoy shlish, chesyoy. Mashal, more from that, it's called Atmoneh. Also, the next Sifkot, in Sifkot Mem Zayin by us, says, Mikolmokim, if he puts it inside the oven, Tzor Lizor Shlo Yat Minak Deiro Begicholim Mikol Tzat, the Mikir Atmoneh. Mashma, even if the top is not covered, it's called Atmoneh. Shemazam on Erbach, Yaz Rayas, Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, Perik Aleph, Rory Kuf Tzadik Da'em, Hey, Vov. Shemazam wants to say like this. that the klal is in the atmone. If I will read the lashon, imashir chelik choshu ma'akdeira megula ba'oifen shigilu ze goyim hefsed mashmauti lechoy ma'akdeira, then it's called atmone b'miktzus. Aval megula rak shir meot ein ze begeder atmone b'miktzus. And I raise the atmone gmura ve'osu. Now, if Shmuzam is in the Chiddush, it means that Dan Anochi Shabbos, Seif Perek Beis, Seif Pei, and have there been in Kiso as Akdiro Milamalo, the Ishur Mokim Megula Bechelik Atachtoi, or she Kiso Milamato, the Ishur Mechelik Megula Milamalo, or she Nisho Shu Choshu Magdero Megula, Boifin Shecha Magdero Nifsad, ha raise the Begeder Atmona Bemiktsas. This is the reason when it's covered from language from all sides, even if in the bottom it's not Mamash Atmona, but it's not Nifsad. Another Chiddush of Shmuzam, ואף אם מחוץ מבחוץ, מחס מבחוץ, אז כל מוקים שכנגד התבשל שבגדרו, ומשהו מגולס החלק הגדרו שמעל התבשל, and again in a big shiur, הרי זה בגדר התמונה במקצס ומוצר.